Okay, does anyone remember the story I told you last week of Mary and Martha? Do you remember? Can you tell me a little bit of what you remember? I know some of you weren't here, but...
Martha told Jesus, please try tell my sister that she should be helping me.
Right. Yep, any more? No, that's about it. Anyone else have something to share about that as well? Do you remember there were two sisters, right? And Jesus was coming, right? And the one sister was so worried about getting all the house prepared and the food prepared and wanted everything to look good and to impress Jesus that way. Yes, and Mary, she wasn't worried about all the how the everything looked, right? She was more worried about learning from Jesus, and she sat and listened to him. And Martha wanted her to get up and get to work, right? Okay, and anyway, so then we found out at the end that Jesus was not worried about the food and the house and everything being all presentable. He actually said that he was wanting everyone to listen to him and everything else would just fall into place, right? Well, I have one more story that I'm going to share with you this week. And this story is actually, these are a few stories that Jesus told. And unfortunately, we don't have Jesus right here along with us to hear firsthand his stories. So that's when we need to look to the Bible and go back and hear his stories, because his stories often give us a lot of lessons and tell us what we should do and how to handle situations. So here are a few little short snippets of the stories Jesus told. At the end of his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus suggested that everyone take a good look at their lives and try to live according to God's law. He told several stories that showed people how to live. Jesus said, "Be careful. When you do good things, don't do them in front of people to be seen. If you do that, then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." Now, I think we all probably have fallen to this before. We want to do something to make sure others have seen us do it, right? Can anyone give me an example where they wanted somebody else to see that we did something so that we get credit for it, or people would notice? I'm looking to my older ones to give me some examples here. No? How about even in offerings? I think some people, even maybe even adults, kind of fall to this sometimes, is they might give an offering in front of other people just to show that they gave an offering or gave a bigger offering than somebody else. But Jesus is not interested in that being shown off. He knows, he and God know what's been done. You don't have to do it in a showing off manner. You can be kind of quiet about it. When you give to the poor, don't be like hypocrites. They blow trumpets before they give so that people will see them. They do that in synagogues and on the streets. They want other people to honor them. I tell you the truth, those hypocrites already have their full reward. So when you give to the poor, do it in secret. Don't let anyone know what you are doing. Your givings should be done in secret. Your Father can see what is done in secret, and he will reward you later. Another story that was told is, don't judge other people, and you will not be judged. Don't accuse others of being guilty, and you will not be accused of being guilty. Forgive other people, and you will be forgiven. Give, and you will receive. You will be given very much. It will be poured into your hands in more than you can hold. You will be given so much that it will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you. I say to you who are listening to me, love your enemies. This is a tough one. People that are not treating you very nicely. Who's ever had that experience before? Maybe a bully? Okay. All right.
That he may not be
Yeah, sometimes people do things and they don't even realize how it came off, right? And they don't even try to hurt others, but it happens. Now, this is a tough one, I think, even for adults. So maybe you guys can set good examples, as you are supposed to love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. If you love only those who love you, should you get some special praise for doing that? No. Even sinners love the people who love them. So love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without hoping to get anything back. If you do these things, you have a great reward. You will be sons of the Most High God. Everyone who hears these things I say and obeys them is like a wise man. The wise man built his house on rock. It rained hard, and when the water rose, the winds blew and hit the house. But the house did not fall because the house was built up high on a rock. But the person who hears the things I teach and does not obey them is like a foolish man. The foolish man built his house on sand. Rained hard, the water rose, the winds blew and hit the house, and the house fell like a big crash. When Jesus finished saying these things, the people were amazed at his teaching. Jesus did not teach like the other teachers Jesus did not teach like their teachers of the law. He taught like a person who had authority. All who heard had a choice to make. So I hope you listen to those stories today. And even though Jesus is not here to tell them for himself, okay, I'm reading his word from the Bible. Those are passages from the Bible. And I hope you will take those lessons and apply them to our own lives, because I know that a lot of those things happen in our own lives. And it's a lot easier to be mean to somebody that's being mean to us back, right? Okay? But is that what Jesus would want? No. Okay? All right. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, help us to remember that you, to honor you, and obey your commandments, and that you will honor people who obey you, and you will punish for disobedience. Help us to remember that you are present in our lives, and if that we dedicate our lives to you and obey your laws and commandments, we will receive your blessings. Amen.